Weather conditions in the northern plains and upper Midwest will continue to be mostly good for late summer, and we're going to see that continue to be the case as we go forward through the next 4 or 5 days. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We do see the temperatures this afternoon warming up a little bit more, so we should peak out in the upper 70s and 80s across the region. We do have some increased cloud cover occurring at this hour in the northeast part of North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota, and that is occurring as a little disturbance in Canada pushes into the area. The system promises to generate just a handful of showers as we go forward through the afternoon today. I doubt seriously, though, that any precipitation that occurs in that region is going to amount to very much. We do expect the system to push across the area as we go forward through the evening and overnight tonight, and it will only impact the far northeast corner of our region. Everybody else should still have clear to partly cloudy conditions all the way into Wednesday morning. So a few areas in eastern North Dakota and northern parts of Minnesota will come up with a little bit of shower activity as we go forward through the night, but we do not expect the rain to be very significant at all. Well, taking a look at the day tomorrow, we should see a high pressure system at the surface coming along that should give us another sunny day. We'll have temperatures that are mild in the morning and then warming a little bit in the afternoon. Our warmest weather this week is likely to evolve as we get out into Thursday and Friday afternoons. A strong south wind will begin to develop, not too much in the way of excessive speeds, but we'll probably see some gusts to 30 to 35 miles per hour. There will also be a chance for some showers and thunderstorms to develop on Friday as a little disturbance begins to push across the region. This will favor North Dakota and northern parts of South Dakota, as well as northwest and a few west central sections of Minnesota. The resulting precipitation is unlikely to have a huge impact on agriculture or travel across the region, but a few spots could pick up on a half inch to an inch, especially in North Dakota and northern parts of Minnesota. South Dakota and southwestern Minnesota will likely be missed by this event and will likely experience a net drying biased pattern there for a little while longer, further exacerbating the need for rain, and it will be a little slow in coming. With that said, though, there will be another opportunity for some precipitation to occur across the region during the weekend, and we'll look for it to maybe fill the gap a little bit in some of those drier areas in South Dakota. As of this moment, though, I would not put high odds necessarily on seeing a dramatic improvement in the moisture profile in South Dakota or southwestern Minnesota. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.